Please join me in Gassho. Gassho, onegaishimasu. The cloud of light is unhindered like open sky. There is nothing that impedes it. Every being is nurtured by this light, so take refuge in Amida, the one beyond conception.
Kōumuge nyōkōku, issai no uge ni sawari nashi. Kōtaku kamuranu monozo naki. Nanjigi o kimyō se o.
Namandabutsu, namandabutsu. Morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Thank you for joining us this morning for our service, remembering those loved ones who crossed over to the other shore this month of January, the first month of the year. Minasan, yokoso, kono 1月 ni ojodo ni ojo nasareta katagata no koto shinobu shōtsuki hōyō no gosanpai de gozaimasu. I hope you all had a nice New Year. It was good to see some of you were able to join us over the New Year's. For those who I haven't had a chance to see yet, I wish you my Happy New Year and offer you my New Year greetings. For us in our family, our New Year is a little bit delayed because two of my sons were sick on the actual New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. まあ私たちの家族はこの新年がちょっと遅れて迎えることになったというのは大晦日と元旦の日に2人のまあ3人息子いるんですけどそのうちの2人はちょっと風邪をひいてあんまりねいろいろいつものせち料理とか食べられなかったですね。 So my wife, she got a good start cooking all of the New Year's delicacies and the dishes. She started beginning of the week, but you know, by the time New Year's itself came around, everything was on pause, and so we didn't actually get to finish all of the cooking and eating until yesterday itself. まあそのまあこのせち料理はまあ幸いにね長持ちですね長く持つからもう早めにね作ったんですけど結構調理し終わって食べれたのは昨日になってたんですね。And so throughout New Year's, the middle son, kept saying, when are we going to eat the food out of the box? When are we going to get the food on the box? ね。ずっとその、箱の食べ物食べたい食べたいと言ってたんですね。その重箱ね、を開けて食べることを楽しみにしてたんですね。So he loves to open it up and look at what's inside. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I grew up in the Midwest. My wife is from Tsushima, so our sechi-ryori is very fish-based. And for me, it's not the stuff I'm most enthusiastic about. The little dried fish with the head still on, and the, you know, kazunoko, the fish eggs, and things like that. It's not my favorite, but fortunately, my children take after my wife, and they love it, and they're excited. You know, it's the one time of year they get to eat like the kazunoko, and my son calls the little dried fish the pero pero sakana. He thinks they taste like candy, so it's really good. I'm glad he eats, you know, other than hamburgers, he likes this really nutritious food as well. まあ子供はこのまあせち料理のね、あの kazunoko とかね、この干した魚とか丸ごとの魚はもうボクボクね食べて楽しむんですね。私は内陸育ちですからその海の幸はちょっと馴染みのないものですけど、子供は幸いね、妻と一緒に、妻は島生まれ育ちですから、こういう海の幸を楽しむんですね。So last night as they're having dinner, you know, my wife kept saying, oh, try this one, it's 口の中が楽しい。She says, the inside of your mouth will be really fun and exciting while you're eating this kazunoko because it kind of pops as you're eating it. And sure enough, my kids were enjoying it. The family was enjoying it. And I could see in this that the joy that my wife had experienced growing up and eating this New Year's delicacies was now being passed on to our children in the next generation. そして妻がこの重箱を開けて重箱のせち料理を食べる楽しみは私たちの子供に伝えるのはすごくまあ心が温かくなって嬉しかったんですね。 And so as we, you know, celebrate this new year, we think about what has been passed down from the previous generations. And for those of you who lost a loved one around this month of January, then we reflect upon their lives and what we have received from them.
まあ本日のこういう1月の正月法要はこのお正月の頃にね、いろいろいただいたものをね、 感謝しながら、この本日忍ぶ方々のご縁も感謝することがあるんですね。
And so, as I reflect upon the meaning of this jubaku, these tiered boxes that are such a wonderful part of the Japanese Buddhist observance of Oshogatsu, I'm reminded of the story of one of the first pioneers who came and started to bring these traditions here to the United States, the Issei minister, Reverend Issei Shinobu, and his wife, Mrs. Shinobu Matsuura, who brought many of these traditions and this Buddhist wisdom here to the United States over 100 years ago.
私が、この、まあ、重箱のことを考えて、そしてこの日本の仏教の教えを、念仏をここに伝わってきた方々を忍びながら、私はいつも感謝している松浦一生先生と、その奥様の松浦忍先生のことを心に浮かんできますね。
And Mrs. Matsuura wrote a book describing their experiences. It's called Higan, Compassionate Vow. And we have copies of this in the temple library. I welcome you to borrow it and read it. It's available in both English and Japanese. And it's a truly inspiring and fascinating record of their lives. And I wanted to share with you one of the stories that they have in this book, because it's very meaningful for me at this start of the new year as I reflect on the past and those who have come before.
忍ぶ松浦さんがこの悲願という本を日本語と英語で書いて、うちの仏教会の図書室にあるんですから、皆さんどうぞ借りて読んでください。本当にありがたいことがいっぱい書いてるんですね。その一つのエピソードは本日ちょっとご紹介したいと思います。
Mrs. Matsuura came to the United States early in the last century, and she was here and just starting out her first year, their first year living here in the United States during the Spanish flu epidemic of 1918. Many of us, I myself, didn't really know anything about this, but this was the kind of thing that happened at this time, and that these Issei community had to live through this very difficult epidemic of influenza, which even today is a very serious disease. But back in those days, before the days of Tamiflu and hospitalization and so forth, it was a great, great great scourge on the community.
そしてこの1918年のインフルエンザの疫病があって、それは非常に大変な時代だったんですね。
And so Mrs. Matsuura at the time was living in the area of Guadalupe, what's there on the central coast, in an area that at the time was densely populated with Japanese families working in agriculture.
そしてこのその時代は松浦先生がこのガダルーペというところに日本人の農民の方、農家をしている方が非常に多かったですね。
And so, what would happen during this epidemic was everyone was going around with masks on trying to prevent the spread of the flu, but naturally, people would get this illness. And for couples, oftentimes it would spread to both the husband and the wife, and they would not be able to take care of their kids.So the children would be brought to the temple to be cared for by the temple minister.
そしてこの病気が流行った時に、その農民たちがこのキャンプのようなそういうこういうキャンピングのような畑の中に暮らしてたんですから、病気になったらお父さんもお母さんも病気がかけたら、その子供をお寺に連れて、その先生と奥さんが子供の世話をすることがあったんですよ。
And at this time, the Matsuuras didn't have any children of their own yet. Mrs. Matsuura was still just a young new bride. And all of a sudden, she's caring for all of these children, many of them very young, even babies.She had no idea how to take care of kids, she says. And all of a sudden, she's having to take care of many, many people's children who, of course, were crying for their own mothers.
そして、その時の忍様が、もう神父さん、その神父様ですから、あまり子供のね、世話とかまだやってないんですね。子供まだできてない頃ですから、その一生懸命自分の子供じゃなくて人の子供の世話をして、そしてとっても赤い若い赤ちゃんもいるんですね。
自分がどうすればいいか分からなくて、なんか非常になんかストレスが多かったみたいですね。
And she says she recalls one case in particular where a man brought a two-week-old baby to the temple.
で、2週間のね、もう生まれたばかりの赤ちゃんを仏教会に連れてきたみたいんですね。で、この小さい赤ちゃんが非常に細くてね、痩せて、お母さんもお父さんも2人とも病気ね、このインフルエンザをかけてて、非常に危ない時に、医者さんに連れて行ったら、その医者さんは、私ができることは、この子に助くことは、私の技術はそこにないんですよと言われて、で、しのぶさんが仏教会に連れて帰って、一生懸命この子供の看病をしたそうですね。
This two-week-old baby that was brought to the temple was very, very slim, very thin, and the mother was having influenza, so was not able to provide the nourishment the baby needed. So Mrs. Matsuura brought the baby to the local doctor, who said that, you know, there's no treatment that I can offer for this young child. And so Mrs. Matsuura determined to nurse this child back to health so that there would be a happy reunion with his parents.Brings the baby back to the temple and dedicates extensive, focused energy on trying to care for this child, trying to care for this child. And throughout this whole time, the parents of the child are themselves hospitalized, being treated for this Spanish flu.
そしてこの間ずっと両親がなんか入院してそのこういうインフルエンザの治療をもらってるんですね。
And so she's doing everything she can for all these children, but sadly, she's not able to save the life of this two-week-old baby.
しかし、まあ、一生懸命頑張っても、この赤ちゃんの命を救うことができないんですね。
And so the parents, when they come to greet her afterwards, she's, you know, feels so badly that she wasn't able to save their child. And...Their response is really, truly remarkable.
そしてこの両親がこのまたお寺にお礼の挨拶に来るときにその赤ちゃんの命を救えなかったのはもう申し訳なくて、ね、すごいそれ心いっぱいで挨拶するんですけどその お父さんお母さんの言うことは本当に素晴らしいということですね。
They say we're so gratefulthat although her life was not, our daughter's life was not able to be saved, that she was able to live her last days here at the temple, under the care of the ministers and in the presence of the Buddha and the Buddha Dharma.
そして、この命が救えなかったことは残念ですけど、この最後にこのお寺に行って、先生方と一緒に行って、仏法と仏様が満ち溢れている環境に過ごせた。それが非常にありがたいと思うんですね。
And at that time they presented her with a beautiful lacquered jubako, handmade, handcrafted, a truly precious item.
そしてその時に非常に綺麗な、美しい重箱を松浦様の、まあ、奥様にその時にあげましたということですね。
You can imagine these are poor Issei farmers. They didn't have the wealth to go out and buy this. This was surely a family heirloom that they had received when they moved to the United States on the occasion of their new wedding.
これはもうトニオも一世のね一生懸命農業で頑張っている方はその高いお金を出して買いに行くものじゃなくてそれはもう間違いなくその結婚した時に代々の家族に伝われてきたいただいた家族の最も貴重なものだったということですね。
So their gratitude was so grateful, even though their daughter's life was not able to be saved, that they wished to give their most precious item to Mrs. Matsuura.
そしてこの感謝があまりにも深くて最も貴重なものをお礼として松浦先生にあげたかったということですね。先生と奥様に。
And it's interesting, as Mrs. Matsuura sees each year, she says, for Hana Matsuri and for Oshogatsu, that she brings it out and she fills it with these delicious delicacies. そして毎年の正月に松浦様が奥様がこうこの重箱を一杯ね、この美味しい食べ物を入れるんですね。あの一番めでたい時に出すんですね。お正月と釈迦様のご誕生の花祭りの時に使うんですね。
And she says, each year when she looks at it, she feels that sense of forlorn sadness and regret for the passing of this child.
そしてこれを見ためでたい時に、あのその重箱を見て、この赤ちゃんの救えなかったことの寂しさですね。
So, in the midst of this joyful season, Mrs. Matsura's way is to reflect back and to think about the kindness of others and to recognize her own limitations of what she has been able to do. Even though she did so much, she lives with this deep humility that to me is truly a reflection of a life nurtured in the Nembutsu.
まあこの1年間をね、新しきおめでたい時は、その何よりもその自分のお世話になった方の感謝と自分のまあできなかったことのね、その反省の懺悔の心で、これはまさにお念仏に育たれた生き方だなと私が味わっております。
So at this time, as we remember those loved ones and those who have gone before this time, I hope that we can look to Mrs. Matsura and her example of thinking about the past, all we have received from those who came before, and to reflect upon how their lives might inspire us to live with greater compassion ourselves day to day in the coming year.
そしてこの1月の正月法要の時に、この本日忍ぶ方々はいろいろお世話になって私たちを育てたことの感謝を持って、これから1年間その優しさ、仏様の慈悲をいただく喜びを分け合おうという心で目指すことがお念仏の中の生き方だと私が味わっております。
So in conclusion, I'd like to once again hear these words I read at the start of my talk from Shinran Shonin that remind us how the Buddha's light is always surrounding us and supporting us and nurturing us in our lives.
そして仏様のお育てのお心が本日のいただいた親鸞聖人のご和さんに表しているので、もう一度いただきたいと思います。
Please join me in Gassho. The cloud of light is unhindered like open sky. There is nothing that impedes it. Every being is nurtured by this light. So take refuge in Amida, the one beyond conception. Kou muge nyo koku.一切の憂げに触りなし。光沢かむらぬものぞなき。何時義を奇妙をせよ。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。